بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Imam Darimi rahmatullahi alayhi has recorded a narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported by Sayyidina Abu Bakrata radiyallahu ta'ala, in which he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ, which of the people are the best, or who is the best of mankind, or who is the best of the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular narration replied, مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ, that person who has a long life in this world and his actions are good. So he is the best of people. مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ, he's got a long life, طَوِيل زِندَقِي, and at the same time he makes such use of his life that Allah Ta'ala has given him that he does righteous deeds, pious deeds. What is pious deeds? We explained previously, those deeds which are in conformance with Quran and Sunnah and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Sharia and done with Ikhlas. Those are known as A'mal Saliha. So his life, or lifespan, is a long lifespan, and he does good deeds during his entire lifetime. And then Rasulullah was asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌ, who's the worst of people? Rasulullah said, مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَسَأَ عَمَلُهُ, that person who has a long life, but his actions are bad. Allah gave him a very long life, in which he had sufficient amount of time to believe in Allah, to repent to Allah over his sins, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make amends for all the wrongs and evil that he may have done in his life, and to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do good deeds that will make Allah ta'ala happy. But he did not do so. وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, his actions were bad, evil. Such a person is شَرُّ النَّاسِ. May Allah ta'ala make us from the خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. So having a long life and not doing any good in that life is of no benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another narration has been mentioned, in which there were two people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made muakhat between them, brotherhood. Remember when the muhajirin came to Madina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this muhajir will be now a brother of this Ansari. And they made them as brothers. It is called muakhat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made two people as brothers, and the one brother passes away as a shaheed. Imagine, he got martyrdom, shahadat. We know the darja of a shaheed, how great, how high, how superior his rank is. The other brother passed away bi jumu'atin, just a week after that. Just 1 week after that. Somebody sees in a dream, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked the Sahaba, they had performed janaza for both the brothers. So the second brother who passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَاذَا قُلْتُمْ, what dua you made? So we said, may Allah forgive him, may Allah have mercy upon him, and may Allah join him with his brother who became shaheed and get his rank. Fair enough, they made a good dua, oh Allah, forgive his sins, have mercy upon him, and Allah must join him, وَيُلْحِقُهُ بِصَاحِبِهِ, and Allah must join him with his brother who passed away a week before him, and he got shahadat, that martaba. So he must reach that rank also. Rasulullah said, فَأَيْنَ صَلَاتُهُ بَعْدَ صَلَاتِهِ وَعَمَلُهُ بَعْدَ عَمَلِهِ. What happened to then the second brother who passed away a week later only? What about his salah that he read during that entire week? What about the reward of that? What about the amal he may have done in that week compared to his brother who, even though he passed away as a shaheed, but he got this extra week in this world more than his brother to live, and in which he could have done such good actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become so pleased with him that Allah gives him a higher rank than his brother who became a shaheed. In fact, Rasulullah said, lama baynahuma, the distance between the two, the one who passed away second, is mimma bayna as-sama'i wal ard, ab'adu mimma bayna as-sama'i wal ard, is more distant than the distance between the sky and the earth. Imagine the first one passed away as a shaheed, and the second one a natural death. But in that week, he has done such action that Allah was so pleased with, that Allah gave him a higher martaba than his brother who became shaheed. A third riwayat. In this riwayat, it has been mentioned, Imam Ahmad rahmatullah has mentioned in his musnad, where the Banu Udra tribe is a clan. Three people from that clan, أتوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they had nothing, they were poor, they were needy. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the Sahaba, مَنْ يَكْفِينِهِمْ مَنْ يَكْفِينِهِمْ Who will suffice me regard to them, who will take care of them? So Hazrat Talha رضي الله عنه said, Ya Rasulullah, I will do so. So they were staying with Hazrat Talha رضي الله عنه. He was taking care of the needs. Then it so happened, Rasulullah sent one group of people out in the path of Allah. And one of these three went out in the path of Allah and he became shaheed. Sometime later, Rasulullah sent another group, and the second brother or the second companion, he went and he also became shaheed. Imagine, they came to Madinah Munawwara. It's mentioned in the hadith. They came as non-believers. فَأَسْلَمُوا They accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they had nothing, and Rasulullah said, who will take care of them? Talha radhiyallahu takes care of them. And within a short period of time, first and second person, they become, get shahadat. The third one also passes away, but a natural death. Somebody sees in a dream that the one who passed away last, amamahum, he's in front of all the three. He's ahead of all of them. And next to him is the one who passed away second. And after him is the one who passed away first. So, the first two had got shahadat. The brother who passed away last, a natural death. But he supersedes them, and he gets first position, so as to say, is before them. And the one who passed away just before him, who also got shahadat, the second brother, he is next to him. And the one who got shahadat first, he also gets Jannah, but he is third in position. So the person sees a dream and it reports to Rasulullah and he's very, very amazed and he's surprised. Nabi Akrim asked him, Ma Ankarta, what do you find so strange? He says, Ya Rasulullah, explain that the first one got shahadat, second one shahadat, third one natural death, and how come? He's gone further away. Rasulullah mentioned that there is no person, Laysa Abdun, Afdala Indallah, there is no person more virtuous in the eyes of Allah, min mu'minin, than that believer, yu'ammaru fil Islam, who has been given a life, a long life in this world, as a believer, as a Muslim, litasbihihi, wa takbirihi, wa tahlilihi. Because of his tasbihat, he's saying, subhanallah, 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 litakbirihi, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and لِتَهْرِيرِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Imagine these tasbih got this person who died as a natural death because he was so sincere and Allah loved it. Allah gives him a rank. Yes, the other two exiled also, but Allah gives him a position just before his two brothers. Even though those two got shahadat. This doesn't mean shahadat, it doesn't get a... Shahadat is a very, very high position, is a very high rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one of the highest ranks a person can ever achieve. But these ahadith also show us that a person who has got a long life and he lives for longer than his other brothers, he has more chance to do good deeds. And this one tasbih a person makes. Imagine, in this hadith, Rasulullah could have said, then what about his other actions? There is hajj and roza. In this particular hadith, Rasulullah says, لِتَسْبِيحِهِ. It is because of his tasbih, وَتَكْبِيرِهِ, and his takbir, and his tahleel, لا إله إلا الله. This, because he read Subhanallah extra, he read Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar extra, he read La ilaha illallah extra, it gave him a position in which he exalted and he superseded his brothers. So this tasbihat we make is not something mamuli. This can actually, one Subhanallah we might say tonight, or in any of our days in our lives, imagine it can be a means of us superseding so many others who may have got such beautiful mortals. In the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not short whatsoever. There's no deficiency in coming in Allah's khazana. Allah's khazana barpoor hai, it's full. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give a person just on his one subhanallah that he says with ikhlas and with the love. When you take the name of Allah, when you say subhanallah, we explain so many weeks now, the meaning of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Take it with love, with feeling. Ponder over the greatness of Allah. This is not something which is trivial and petty and light. We're just sitting here and make some tasbih and we go on. No, it's a means of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of us getting a higher and higher, higher position in the eyes of Allah and in the akhirah. And I mentioned to you the ahadith today, which is mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, that look at the person. He is superseding, he's excelling, even his companion who got shahadat. What else do we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala is ready to give us. And therefore all what is required for us is to bring our life in accordance to Sharia and let our tongues be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value each second of our life, each minute, each hour, each day, every day that goes past. So many thousand seconds we have every single day. And of those so many thousand seconds, how many seconds we spent in saying subhanallah? How many seconds we said alhamdulillah? How many seconds la ilaha illallah? How many seconds Allahu Akbar? Thousands of seconds and minutes just get wasted in futile talks. But if we just sit a little bit, alhamdulillah has given us tawfiq and hidayat, at least these few programs that we have, come as come in that time, we are trying to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a chance to make tawbah, istighfar, to change our life, to make some resolution that, Ya Allah, bring me up to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, don't make me waste my time in this world. So that on the day of Qiyamah, when Amal is presented, the one tasbih you got, one istighfar you made, one dua you made, these are all transformed into blessings and reward. And so happy you become that your record is showing you so much of blessings and so much of good deeds. So, man tala umuruhu wa hasuna amalu. That person who's got a lambi zindagi, he's got a long life, jisko lambi zindagi hasil ho, aur uska amal bhi sahi ho, uska amal acha ho, his actions are good. He is khairun nas, he is the best of people. And sharrun nas, sabse badtar aadmi kon hai? That person who's got a long life, jiski zindagi lambi ho, lekin uska amal bad ho. His actions are bad, his actions are evil. Allah gives him the chance. He's got life. A person writing examination, two people are writing, and one person will give him just 1 hour to write. And the other one will give him 2 or 3 hours to write. The one who's got more time, he's got more chances of answering the questions properly. And even if he made some errors, he can quickly change those and write the right answers. Unlike the first person whose lifetime or his time limit was shorter. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this tawfiq to turn towards him. And let us make good value of our lives, so that when we are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, our nama ya amal presented to us, inshallah we see that the life we spent in this world, it had good actions also. Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا الله ما لي غناكم عافر ما لي خطاكم عافر ما يا الله أم كمزور يا الله يا الله we are very weak يا الله يا الله you help us guide us يا الله protect us bring barakah in our lives يا الله make our life be such يا الله that is full with أعمال صالحة Such a'mali saliha, may Allah, that we are pleased, that you accept it, may Allah. Do not make us waste our lives, may Allah. Years upon years, ya Allah. We are living in this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting old, may Allah. But may Allah, wa a'mal, ya Allah, is evil, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of a'mali saliha, ya Allah. Increase our iman, may Allah. Increase our iman, may Allah. Make our iman be strong, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with Iman, make us die with Iman, raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Protect us from doing evil deeds, my Allah. Protect us from sin, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from every type of ma'asiyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from haram gazes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, from riba. Ya Allah, from lying, ya Allah, from cheating, from carrying tales, my Allah, from ghiba. From hasad, my Allah, from malice, my Allah, from pride, from arrogance, from vanity, my Allah, love of dunya, love of haram, my Allah, protect us from drugs, my Allah, protect us from all type of evil habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite us, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Give us qalb-e-saleem, my Allah. Give us a pure heart, my Allah.
Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands tonight. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Each one has got hajat, my Allah. Needs upon needs and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Our hum and gham, our worries and fears, my Allah. Whatever hardship we have, ya Allah. Whatever musibat we have, ya Allah. Whatever fears we have, ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. And the difficulties of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, jo bimari unko shifa ata farma. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Burial in Jannah al-Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, with afiyat, without any worry and problems and difficulties, may Allah. Jo maqruz hai, ya Allah. Help them to fulfill the qaraz, may Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, may Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimin, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent kuffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, all those youngsters, ya Allah, of marriageable age, may Allah, young boys and young girls, may Allah. Ya Allah, age is catching up with many of those, our young sisters, may Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, suitable partners, may Allah. Give them a life full of barakat and a nikah with bliss and happiness, and give them offspring, ya Allah, who will become the coolness of their eyes, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those looking for hajj, ya Allah, and all who will be making hajj this year, ya Allah, give them a hajj mabroor and maqbool, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a hajj, ya Allah, free from any type of calamity, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of remembering us, ya Allah, in the plains of Arafat, in Mina, and Muzdalifa, may Allah. Ya Allah, if there's any one of us, ya Allah, upon whom hajj is fard, and he has not yet gone for hajj, may Allah, and he has the means, may Allah. Ya Allah, give him, give her the tawfiq of going for hajj. Open your doors for them, ya Allah. Make the sabil, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many of us who have the desire to go for hajj again, may Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible, may Allah. It is only in your hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, you give all of us tawfiq, ya Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, so many people have requested duas, may Allah answer all their duas as well, may Allah. Hadirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.